levitation class was brutal. It's like the professor doesn't realize how heavy my tail is. And he hardly uses that overpriced textbook. Hey, what's wrong? Please don't say nothing. I know you better than that by now. Not to mention you emptied out one tub of ice cream and started on another. I know you use a lot of calories throughout the day when you're casting spells, but that is still very concerning. Just tell me what happened. That's what roommates are for. Trust me, it's not a bother. I want to help you. Even if it's just by letting you vent. So, go on, spill it. Okay. I promise I won't judge you, just tell me already. Wait, something like that happened? No, I'm not judging you, I'm judging the people who did that to you. They should have been more considerate. How could they do that to such a precious little wizard like you? I'm so sorry your stuff got burned by their magic. Did you try to talk to the college office? Maybe they can get them replaced or reimbursed. No, it's not exactly justice, but you still deserve something. Oh, good. You did speak with them. I'm glad they agreed to pay you for damages. How about tomorrow we go shopping to replace those things? Sounds good, right? Not in the mood, huh? Well, I get that. The offer stands, though, in case you change your mind. That stuff must have been pretty important to you. Did your parents buy them before you came to this college? A gift from your girlfriend? What girlfriend? Back home. No, nothing's wrong. I'm just surprised. You never mentioned her before, so I had no idea. I thought I knew everything about you. I mean, everything a roommate should know. But clearly I was missing some stuff. I wonder what else I don't know. But that's not important right now. It sucks that they did that to your important present. I can't forgive them. I'll have to teach them a lesson later. Oh, nothing too bad. I'll just have a quick little chat with them. I can be very convincing when I need to be. But that can wait until tomorrow. Today, it's all about you. I want to cheer you up somehow. We could binge watch some Netflix. Well, we could play a quick game of Quidditch. I know it's not a real game, but I am not creative. So tell me how I can help. Are you sure there isn't anything I can do? Well, I do have something I can try. I know for a fact I'll cheer you right up. I've been practicing after all. I could use magic. With your permission, of course. I would never force something like that on my precious roommate. Yeah, I know the rules about using spells on other students. If I was caught doing it, I would get expelled on the spot. But I wouldn't get caught unless you told someone, so please keep it a secret. Besides, this is a helpful spell. You could really use it right now. I mean, what's the point of attending a wizarding college if we can't actually apply what we learn? So, what do you say? Wanna try it? I understand you're a little nervous, but you can trust me. The spell is called Psymene. Well, you're in a different class than I am. I'm sure that's why you haven't heard of it before. It will take away all of today's worries. It's perfectly safe, with no unintended side effects. I promise. To activate it, we just have to make eye contact for a little bit as I pour some magic into my gaze. You think you can do that? Or will you have trouble locking eyes with a charming lady such as myself? Sorry. No more teasing. But I did manage to make you smile for a bit. I'm glad. So, are you ready to try the magic? Good. Just lay down here. Rest your head on my lap. Well, I think it still counts as a lap despite my tail. It's a soft spot below my torso. What else could I call it? Exactly. Don't sweat the details. Just lie down. How is it? Are you able to relax like this? That's great. Now, just look into my eyes and accept my magic. Let it flow through you. Seep into every nerve and relax them. How do you feel now, darling? Not that I need to ask. Your eyes are glowing a beautiful crimson. That's proof that the spell worked. The hypnosis spell. I'm so glad I finally perfected it. It was worth all that time I spent practicing on other students. Thanks to them, I was able to avoid some of the more gruesome outcomes with you. From now on, you won't feel sad or upset about losing that stuff. Because you'll be too busy thinking about me. Hey, do you remember when we first met at the start of the semester? I know I signed for the co-ed dorm, but I never actually thought I would get assigned a male roommate, and a human male at that. I was so worried about what would happen. I imagined every terrible scenario. But when I got to the room and you saw me, you didn't freak out. You didn't say mean things or ask me to do weird stuff with my tail. That was your first time seeing Alamia, right? That's what I thought. But you didn't make it awkward at all. You even complimented my tail. Do you remember that? No, I didn't think so. Because it was so casual for you. No hint of an ulterior motive. But things like that made me so happy. Too happy. Those moments were definitely bad for my fragile heart. Yet you forced me to endure them for the past months that we've dormed together. It can be so cruel to me, you know? So what happens now, it's all your fault. You asked for this with your incessant kindness. So I'm going to relax you with everything I've got. How's that for payback? I think I'll start with your hair. I'll run my fingers through it like I've always wanted to. And you'll enjoy it, right? Of course you will. You'll do anything I say as long as your eyes glow like that. So I'll do that. You know I'm supposed to be relaxing you. Taking your mind off of today's events. But I just want you to know, this is relaxing for me too. I see that peaceful look on your face, and I know all the time that I spent, all the sacrifices I made, were worth it. You can forget about those irresponsible kids with no care for other people and their property. You can forget about the school that lets them get away with it. While you're at it, might as well forget about that girlfriend of yours too. I know you're sad about your stuff, but how important could she really be if you didn't think to even tell me about her? You should accept that you don't need her anymore. She's all the way out there, but I'm here with you, and I'm not going anywhere. I don't know how I survived without you, but I know I couldn't do it anymore. I swear they're nutrients I can only get from spending time with you. When I'm not near you, I have to get creative. Using surveillance magic to see how you're doing during the day is one of my favorite pastimes. It really came in handy when I was practicing this magic. I could take notes of the girls who approached you and gave them extra special treatment. As my guinea pigs. I said there were no unintended side effects, but that wasn't always the case. It was really hard to control the spell at first. Sometimes those fragile bodies couldn't handle the intensity of my magic. Lamias have so much more than humans, after all. I usually ended up with quite a mess when I'm finished with a trial run. Cleaning them up always took so long. A few missing students is hardly news at a college like this, but still, I had to be careful. Please brace me for all my hard work, dear. Aww, you're so sweet. I wish you could brace me more often. I mean, without the hypnosis spell. The problem with you being nice is that you're nice to everyone, so you don't always have time for me. But we're going to change that. From now on, you will only have eyes for me. We can only talk to women that I approve of, like teachers, store clerks, as long as they don't get too close. And your mother, of course. I find it so sweet how you call her every week. I know the kind of sensitive guy with a habit like that would make an excellent husband, and maybe one day even... Sorry, I was getting way ahead of myself. No need for us to rush anything. We just have to focus on enjoying this moment. As long as the spell lasts, we belong to each other, no one else. After all, you love me, don't you? Sorry, I didn't mean to make it a question. Let me try that again. You love me now, not your ex-girlfriend. You want to date me. You want to be close to me. You want to fall asleep while my tail is gently coiled around you. There's nothing to worry about. I can control my tail relatively well, so I wouldn't accidentally crush you or anything. And when I do break a couple bones, it won't be anything a little healing magic won't fix. Isn't that great? I thought of every little detail, so I hope you're proud of me. Sorry, I did it the wrong way again. You are proud of your dedicated girlfriend. Well said. And now, you want to reward your girlfriend. Because of my hard work and dedication, you decided that I earned a present. Something like a big hug. I've always been avoiding physical contact with you because I didn't want to go overboard and scare you away. But now that we have a healthy mutual love, there's no reason to be worried about that. So sit up and hold me tight. Your skin is just so soft and so warm. You really can relax me with just your presence. I'm so lucky to have met you. And you feel the same way. Say it. Say you feel the same way. Of course you do. I knew it. I knew it. So, I'll hold you even tighter. Don't mind my tail wrapping around your legs. I thought about crushing them so you wouldn't run away. But with the magic, it shouldn't come to that. So I'm just hugging you with my whole body. Nothing to worry about. Okay, darling? Speaking of the magic, it looks like the effects are wearing off. The red light in your eyes are getting a little dimmer. I'll just put a little more magic into them. You don't mind, right? Of course not. Now sit still. Accept more of me. And stay under my control, dear. How's that? I never really practiced reapplying it. Looks like I put in too much. Your pulse is racing all of a sudden, but it doesn't seem like your life is in danger. I'll keep holding you like this until you calm down. In fact, I'll squeeze even tighter. You're so much warmer now. Feels so good against my skin and scales.
I could stay like this forever and ever. Now kiss me. Did you like that?
Wait, what's that?
Oh, looks like you did. Don't be embarrassed. I understand completely. You've been so pent up, haven't you? I'm the same way. My love for you is a burning fire inside me. I will love to give you more pleasure. Just let me keep holding you, and I will take care of the rest. Now, where should I start? My, what a good suggestion, dear. I'll give you more kisses. Yes, I really do love you. So don't worry about a thing. No, you shouldn't have said that. Don't say such stupid things. This isn't a dream. I'm real. And so is my love for you. Oh, wow. Your bulge in your pants has grown even more. I guess that's a good thing. Because it makes the next step easier. It's been a while since I used this magic. I'll just have to concentrate. What am I doing? You wanna know? Then look at me. And let your mind be filled with pure pleasure. Good boy. You're almost ready. I can feel the tip of your dick poking against my thigh. I guess your dick likes the way I feel. I want you to enjoy me even more. Let your eyes glow bright red and embrace your pleasure. Very good. Just like that. Now let me reward you. Let me use my tongue to rub your tip. You're twitching against my lips. Does it feel good? You like the feeling of a girl's tongue wrapped around you? You do, huh? Well then, what do you say? You want me to swallow your cock with my mouth? You're so eager. Then you have to tell me how much you love me, or I can't help you. I'm sorry, but it's the rules. Okay, you passed. Here's your reward, darling. I'm so happy you're enjoying this, darling. This is only the beginning of our new relationship. It's all because of me. I did all of this for us. Now that I have you, I'll never let you go. I'll keep using magic on you. Every day I'll find a new way to bind you to me. And then one day, I'll get rid of that girlfriend. She won't ever bother us again. So for now, let's enjoy each other. I'm gonna keep using my mouth on you. So, don't come until I tell you. Can you do that for me? You're such a good boy. But you're a bit too good. Your dick pulsing so strongly that it's making my stomach ache. I'm starting to worry. Maybe I should just make you come already. What do you think, darling? Would you like to come inside my mouth? I could sense your eagerness. Then, I won't keep you waiting. Here's your reward. Go ahead. Come inside me. That was amazing. Did you like it, darling? I'm glad you liked it. I hope you didn't mind that I swallowed all your cum. I've been waiting for it, and it was just as delicious as I imagined. It's even better knowing that I got all of it from you.